practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio this morning with the intent not only to be worshiping our Lord, but to be preparing our heart to gather together with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church that we might be able to worship and serve the Lord together. Let's begin the program this morning with a song entitled Angels We Have Heard on High.
Oh,
That's one of the Christmas songs I really like because I believe it truly does exalt our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, good morning. It's a delight to have you there by the radio or by whatever device you might be listening to the program today. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and thank you for the opportunity that you are giving us to come your way this morning with the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. And I trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. If you don't have one to attend and you're here in the Altoona area, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona. We'll be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30, with our morning service at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And of course, this morning I'm going to be continuing my Christmas series that relates to the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's a lot in the Bible that talks concerning the birth of Christ, and my series actually is entitled The Unfolding Testimony of the Birth of Christ. And today will be part three, as we will be looking at the shepherds. Why is it that God chose the shepherds to announce the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ? And what lessons do we have from the shepherds? Well, the Lord willing, we'll be looking at that at 10:30 this morning in our morning service. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, Pastor Tim Allen will continue his study in the book of Ezra. And so come on out and join us. And then, of course, during the midweek, we always have services on Wednesday night. But this coming Wednesday night, it's going to be unique because we will be having our Christmas children's program. Or maybe I should say our children's Christmas program. It's about the same either way you say it. But our children have been practicing that for a long time. And they're going to be presenting that this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And I would invite you to come on out and be a part of that. Support our young people and listen to see what they have to say concerning the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then I want to remind you that on December the 24th, we will be having our annual Candlelight Christmas Eve service, and the theme will be The Night That Changed the History of the World. The Night That Changed the History of the World. We'll be having a lot of scripture, a lot of singing, and then, of course, the candle lighting, and that's always a precious time for us. And I would invite you to come on out and be with us. That's December 24th, Christmas Eve, at 6 o'clock in the evening. And, of course, we always have our service at 6 o'clock so that you might be able to go home and maybe have some time with your friends and family on Christmas Eve. But we invite you to come out. We have a nursery for the small children. We'd love to have you visit us and join with us as we fellowship around the concept of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ on Christmas Eve. That, of course, is on December the 24th. They haven't changed that yet. December the 24th at 6 o'clock in the evening. But if we can never serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may write to us. Our address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us. And you may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then please go to our website and learn more about our ministry. And that website address is www.fbcaltoona.org. www.fbcaltoona.org. And please keep in mind that if we can serve you spiritually, we would love to be able to do that. We'd like to help you come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if you do not know him. We would like to help you grow in Christ if you want to be discipled. And certainly, if you have any prayer requests, we would love to hear from you because we do pray. When people send in their prayer requests, we do take those prayer requests to God's throne of grace. And you can call those requests in, and if you call, there's nobody in the office to answer the phone. Just give us a voice message. But there will be somebody in the office Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 in the morning, and then from 1 until 4 in the afternoon. But please don't hesitate to contact us if we can serve you spiritually. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio today. I thank you for everyone who is under the sound of my voice right now. You know who they are. You know their spiritual needs. And Father, I pray that you'll take this program today to minister to them spiritually. Truly, if there's one who has not yet trusted Christ, it's my prayer that today would be the time of salvation for them. And for those who do know you through faith in Christ, I pray that the program will be an encouragement to them. But even beyond that, Father, I pray that this broadcast today will glorify you, for that's why we're here on earth, to bring you the glory for the great God that you are. So take the program and use it according to your purpose, that you might be glorified, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a song entitled, The Birthday of a King.
Hallelujah.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 16 and 17, verses that are very familiar to most of us, but verses that come to our mind during this time of the year. The Word of God says in John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." That's John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And you know, we study a lot of scriptures during the Christmas season, but those two verses really summarize it all. God loved us so much that he gave us the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, before I deliver a message entitled "The Presentation of Jesus Christ," let's listen to a song entitled "Born to Die."
Every moment there are new lives born in this world for the purpose of living and knowing life's joys. But the dear Son of God came down from on high with one reason for living. He was born to die. Fashioned, God knew our need, and he willed that his precious Son would be slain for our sin, so that we might have life. Only he could supply. Oh, what wondrous love and mercy! He was born to die.
Jesus Christ was born to die that we might live. And one of the things that I so often say during the Christmas season is let's not forget the manger, but also we need to remember the cross. Because Jesus Christ came into this world not just to be placed in the manger, but to go to the cross, to suffer and bleed and die and then resurrect again on the third day, so that through faith in him we might have the forgiveness of sins and live eternally with him in heaven, in a land without tears, in a time without end. That's really what Christmas is all about. Today, what I'd like for us to do is to look at Luke chapter 1 and just read down through and make some comments on verses 26 through 38. And so if you have a copy of God's Word, I would encourage you to get it out and follow along with me as I read down through this passage of Scripture concerning the Annunciation of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ to Mary. And, of course, this came to Mary some 6 months after the angel had spoken to Elizabeth and Zacharias concerning the birth of John, who was John the Baptist, who would be the actual forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And keep in mind that Mary and Elizabeth were cousins. So Elizabeth had already known about the fact that she was going to bring birth to John the Baptist. But now, 6 months later, the angel appears to Mary, and notice what he says, and notice what develops beginning with verse 26 of Luke chapter 1, where it says, "And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Now keep in mind that Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, and she was a real virgin. The Greek word here for the word virgin is parthenos. It's not just that she was a young lady, she was a virgin, she was pure. She had had no sexual relationships with anybody up to this point. And of course, you know, that was a part of the prophecy that was given by God back to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 7, that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son. And what we see in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of that. But the reason why the virgin birth was necessary is because the sin nature is passed down through the male gender. But because of the fact that Jesus Christ was born of the virgin, he was born completely without sin. Verse 28 goes on in Luke chapter 1 and says, "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Now you notice he didn't say, "Blessed art thou above women." Many people try to put Mary above women, but she was not blessed above women. But it says here in this passage that among all the women of the earth, Mary was blessed because she was the one who was chosen by God to bring Jesus Christ into the world. Verse 29 goes on to say, "And when she saw him," that is the angel, "she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." And that simply means that his grace was being poured out upon her. Mary was literally graced by God in bringing Jesus Christ into the world. And then we see in verses 31 through 33 that the angel presents to Mary how this is going to take place and who Jesus Christ is and was going to be as it related to himself. It says in verse 31, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." Now keep in mind, the word Jesus means salvation is of the Lord. So what we see here is that the angel was basically saying to Mary, "Mary, you're going to bring the Savior into the world." Then he goes on in verse 32 and says, "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." And so what we see here is that Gabriel was not only telling Mary that Jesus would come into the world as a Savior, but that he would be the King of the Jews, as it were. He would rule over the house of Jacob forever. And we know that in the millennial reign, Jesus Christ will establish his kingdom on earth. And not only will he rule those 1,000 years on earth, but he's going to rule forever as the King of the world, as the King of the universe, because, of course, that's who he is. Well, when Mary heard about this, she was startled, and so would you be. Verse 34 of Luke 1, it says, "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" That's a valid question. And notice the answer in verse 35. It says, "The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." In other words, Gabriel was saying there's going to be a miracle. And in all reality, he was saying that God, the Holy Spirit, was going to implant into Mary's body that seed that, of course, would become the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on in verse 36 and says, "And behold, thy son, or thy cousin Elizabeth, she shall also conceive," or "she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren." And so we see two miracles here. The miracle of John the Baptist being born of Mary, of Elizabeth, who had been barren. And now, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to be born of the Virgin Mary. And you can imagine that Mary was really wondering, what in the world is going on here? How is this all going to take place? How am I, a virgin, going to bring birth to the Christ child. Now, no doubt, she knew of Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. That was the prediction of the virgin birth. She undoubtedly knew about that. But she didn't know how in the world it was going to take place. And so she asked Gabriel how it was going to happen. And, of course, Gabriel gave her that answer there in verse 35. But then he summarized it all in verse 37 when he said, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." In other words, Mary was probably wondering, how is it that Elizabeth is going to give birth to a child at her old age? How is it that I, as a virgin, am going to be bringing a child into the world who would be the Savior of the world? And the angel said, well, with God, nothing shall be impossible. And that's true. And you know, there's a lesson there. No matter what it is we face, with God, all things are possible. Now, how did Mary respond to that? Well, she did not rebel. She did not continue to fear. But notice what verse 38 of Luke 1 says. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. In other words, Mary submitted completely to what the angel was saying. And of course, she went on and brought into the world Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Son of God, the Messiah. How we can thank the Lord for the message of the Christmas account given to us here as it relates to the incarnation and the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to remind you that Christmas is not just a season for gifts and receiving gifts and special programs. It's the time that we should honor God for what He's done for us through Jesus Christ. Give God the glory for the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining me. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.com. .org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.